Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
My name is Emma Jane Hogben, and I wrote Frontend Drupal along with Konstantin Kafer. And yesterday I gave a presentation on PHP for designers. What we went through were the very basics of variables, arrays, objects, functions, pre-processed functions, all those really scary things that designers need to be able to go from working with essentially flat HTML files to really sophisticated Drupal themes.
And so I guess a lot of times when people are just starting to figure out PHP, they'll just start copying and pasting and experimenting. And so what are some of your tips for people who are just like at the very first step? What do you suggest for themers to do?
Absolutely, you can get very far with copy and pasting. I encourage people to essentially start looking for patterns in the syntax of the language. So things like, what are those round brackets about? You see them whenever there's actions taking place. And it's essentially a little bit of forensic coding. So going and taking a look at what other people have done and then sort of seeing, well, whenever there's those round bracket things, sometimes there's things inside. Where do those go? What happens with that information? And just kind of following the trails backwards through the code.
And so did you recommend any sort of like active debugging things where people are printing stuff out, or what are the sort of other interim things that people could do?
I didn't have a lot of debugging stuff, mostly because I have to admit I don't use an IDE. I use Vim, which is pretty hardcore, but I do have a lot of people asking me about it. Within the Drupal community, there's a number of people using Eclipse and also the Komodo. There's a free one, which I can't remember the name of it, and a paid version as well. So those are pretty popular.
And so I didn't mean for people to do an active debugger, but more of like print statements or other sort of like ways of like printing things out to the screen to be able to do like different sanity checks.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely recommend that people install Devel and the Themer module, which gives them the ability to click on things to figure out what it is they're looking at. There's also, you know, there's the print R statement and there's DSM and those kinds of functions which allow you to see things on screen.
And so maybe you could sort of step through the different main aspects that people need to know when they're theming, you know, like variables, for example.
I guess it depends what level they're already at. So if you're coming at it from absolutely no theming experience, you need to know that for the most part, you've got an info file. You have to have one of those in your themes. You've got template files, the ones that end in tpl.php, which are essentially little bits of HTML with PHP stuck into them. And then you've also got the master control or the uber brain, the template.php file. Within each of those different kinds of files, you have different kinds of things happening. And it's a matter, again, of taking a look at what is the whole page doing, but then also what are the individual components and making that translation between the large framework and the individual template files.
And I guess one thing with the template files that may be confusing for people who don't have syntax highlighting is they're kind of jamming in PHP snippets in within the HTML. So what do you sort of recommend on that front for people to be able to grok those files?
Absolutely find an editor that will do syntax highlighting of some kind. Again, I'm using a very basic text editor. Well, a very sophisticated but still just black and white text editor until you tell it what kind of file that you're looking at. So the syntax highlighting, whether it's TextMate that you're using or I think Edit++ on Windows, there's probably not very many designers on Linux, so I whether you're using a text editor. But certainly, yeah, that syntax highlighting, colors change, and you know that you're working in HTML land versus PHP land.
Okay, and what else in terms of like, you know, Drupal 7, there's going to, I guess, be more, you know, render functions and maybe even more sophisticated like PHP that themers need to know. So maybe talk a bit about the differences between 6 and 7.
In 7, we've got the ability now to, at any point in time, pause the variables and extract the information that we want before they get kind of glommed together with extra HTML wrappers that you don't actually need. So the fundamental file name, structure, that sort of thing is the same, but now you have a lot more control at the theme layer. So there's going to be a bit more of a learning curve if you decide to do more sophisticated things, but certainly for novice themers, you can get away with a lot of the same techniques, a lot of the same information in Drupal 7.
And did you have any sort of like big metaphors or graphics to help sort of visually communicate or to have people grok PHP?
Yeah, so the one, well, it's kind of a sad story, but the story that I gave was my mom used to pack my lunch for me, and she'd make these, well, I'm not sure that delicious is quite the right word, but they were peanut butter and tomato sandwiches with a little bit of mayo on brown bread and wrapped in saran and put into a lunch bag. Now, I took the bus to school, so that lunch bag would go in the bottom of my knapsack, and by the time you got to lunchtime, the peanut butter and tomato and mayonnaise sandwiches would be, well, kind of a ball of fail, quite frankly. And really, I'm not sure if she intended for this to be motivation for me to make my own lunches, but I did at a very young age start making my own lunches. And ultimately, the pre-process functions are the themer's way of making their own lunch. So if they don't like what's being delivered to them, if they don't like the module developer's peanut butter, tomato, and mayonnaise sandwiches, they can now pack their own lunch and create new variables or alter the variables that go into the template files. So that's my analogy for today. So that happens inside the template.php file. And, you know, it's just another way of thinking about, you know, they're not so scary. All you're doing is packing a lunch. You're just giving yourself something that you want to eat in the template files.
The template PHP file is the file where most of the hardcore PHP is happening, and so what other things should themers know about what they should do in that file?
Keep it clean. Take a look at other base themes. Xen is incredibly well documented, so if you want to see some of the ways that other people have used, you know, that I find for me the really hard part is having the imagination and understanding, you know, thinking about, well, what is it that I even want to do? What can I do? The more you go and look at what other themers have done, you know, whether it's Xen or something like Fusion, which is using the Skinner module, go and take a look at what other themers have done and see, like, the settings file. You know, what? How do you want to actually be able to manipulate this information? If you don't know Drupal well enough to know what you want to do, it's very hard to have the imagination to then say, ah, that's something that should go into the template.php file versus into a tpl.php file. So it's essentially creating variables, altering things, generating new things that you want to be able to cleanly put into your tpl.php files.
And finally, coming here as a themer at DrupalCon, what do you see as sort of the buzz within the community here of themers and designers?
So at the Dev Summit, it is kind of a theme thing, but it's also very much an entire architecture discussion. John Elbin and Krell both gave presentations on some of the problems with the menu system that result in us having to do a lot of upfront work to be able to extract information. One of the breakout sessions then took a look at panels, contexts, and display suite are three ways of organizing your page, which do not use only Drupal's blocks. So if you want to be able to put a block in two different places on a page, if you want to have multiple layouts that you're using without having hundreds of tpl.php files, you're probably going to look at one of those three modules at some point in time. So the big kind of exciting revelation was maybe we should start rethinking how we provide contextual information. Some of that may include a complete, and this is kind of scary, re-architecting of the theme system for Drupal 8 or Drupal 9. That was a really exciting conversation to see those developers who said, hey, we're all working on the same problem in parallel. Maybe this is something that we should consider looking at for core.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.